Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Birds Town Hall rolls on from McGurk's in Royersford. Sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. There's nothing like opening day at McGurk's for the start of baseball season. Elliott Shore Park's over there at the Surfside Free Agency Desk. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ruben Frank with us. Rob Ellis will be with us momentarily. But it's the time you've all been waiting for, your favorite time, your favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, we are a show that preaches accountability.
We do.
We are also media watchdogs.
We are. We keep an eye.
Keep an eye on everyone, mostly Elliot.
Yeah, only Elliot, it feels like.
Here I am watchdogging Rob Ellis.
Yep.
Walking all the way up to the office here.
Rob looking nice as always.
Crisp, crisp purple
that's
shirt.
A fresh cut.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's a fresh cut.
Robbie knows when it's game time.
Yo, he just came from the barber. I know. I've seen a fresh cut. I know a fresh cut when I've seen it.
Looks beautiful. Looks
there
beautiful.
He is.
So for those of you at home that do not know what the worm is something that Spike and I made up. That infiltrates NovaCare every once in a while and puts out narratives to try to maybe calm down anything that's going on out there, that any fear, I guess, about the team, right?
Yeah, so the NovaCare worm is inserted into Philadelphia Eagles media to maybe direct what they're going to say.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so if we see somebody trying to make a case for something that might be BS, we'd be like, oh, he's got the NovaCare worm.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's essentially reporting. To be
well, it's not. It's water carrying. Yeah. It's what we call it.
It's like it's reporting things they don't agree with.
Well, no. Let me a little proof that Rube doesn't have the worm. So yesterday, and we'll get to the top five. Yesterday, they trade CJGJ.
Well, hold on.
Oh, should I not?
No, don't do that one yet.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Number five is Ike Reese.
Oh!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming.
He's wormed up.
He got all wormed. Anything they do this offseason, I'm fine with. They've won the Super Bowl. I've heard that four times this offseason.
It's already.
Who cares? No one cares about the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. When they win the Super Bowl, that's what happens.
Ike wanted Mekhi Becton. He's like, well, guard is so easy to play.
Yeah, it is. We found ways to pivot.
Yeah. This is when I know Ike is beaten down and exhausted.
Oh, listen.
He's not even putting up any fight.
I got nothing on him, Rob.
Man.
Here's the thing, though.
Jack and Spike have worn you down.
Yeah. No, listen.
Well, it's been 3 hours of his Jalen Elite.
They've been waiting to get to this worm thing all day, so I've been anticipating coming.
Well, the thing,
it doesn't matter where I was going to fall at on this.
I didn't know Ike would be on the worm, to be honest
with you. And they know about worms because they're the biggest Phillies and Sixers worm in the
sack. Oh,
Delaware. Yeah.
Seems like someone's someone's worried about how high they are in the worm ranking.
I'm sure plenty high in the worm.
And when your team wins the World Series and Spike, I'll forget about
that. Yeah, they're done.
Or how about when they choke again? Then we'll see what the worm.
Don't sound so giddy over there.
Yeah, pitched around Bryce. Yeah.
What do you want them to do? They pitched around him in game 6 and 7 to get the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. At least my squad actually won the title.
Number 4 is Devin Caney. Always on worm power rankings.
A new addition.
She was going to be higher because on the other day she said, for everyone freaking out, remember this Howie Roseman quote, which has been regurgitated over and over again.
She did. She was negative about the CJGJ move,
which got her back from number 2 to number 4.
In fairness, if you're going to be the sideline reporter, you got to be wormed up.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. You can't get back to the Super Bowl after you lost.
It's impossible. Yeah. Don't even try. Don't even show up next year.
Yeah.
Third is Elliott.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the disgusting pro Jalen arguments today.
If you could just admit Jalen was elite, then it would be way easier. You won't do it, everyone that says it's a worm.
He was elite for 2 games.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then the disgusting Calcaterra is actually just as good as Goddard, so they can let Goddard go.
That's
strictly from the Nova.
That's a tough pill.
Pretty wormy.
That's not even completely what I said.
It's wormy. It is.
It's basically what you said.
All right. Goddard made some big plays.
I agree. So did Calcaterra.
Wow.
Well, Calcaterra is like a receiving tight end.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A complete tight
end. So did Jahan Dotson. I mean, yeah.
It's a good point. It was a good trade, Rob.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Who cares if they give up a third round pick for him?
I don't know. Goddard single-handedly wins the Saints game.
I agree.
You know?
I would keep Goddard.
And he ran over the guy in the Packers game. No one talks about
that. Right. Yep. Stiff on him 3 times.
Bully ball.
Yep, come on.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I don't see Graham Calcaterra doing that.
Look, if they cut him, I'll be mildly critical.
That could... Wow. Mildly critical.
Wow.
Listen, Goddard...
You can be mildly critical.
Goddard to the Colts and Azeez Ojulari are big for your Insider of the Year power rank.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. Second on the worm.
I really hope I'm not second.
No, you're not on that.
You're first, Rube.
Yeah. Jack's too afraid to put you with you here. Yeah.
Exactly. Second on the worm power rankings is Ross Tucker. And this has nothing to do with him saying before the show, stop tweeting about baseball. Yeah. I promise nothing to do with that from Ross
After
Tucker.
After he left, by the way.
After he left. But he did this. He does this every year, and it pisses me off every single year. He tweeted, just so you guys know, the roster's not done on March 12th. Grow up, Ross.
Wow.
Grow up.
Wow, number 2 worm?
Yeah, number 2
and
worm.
And you gave him a grow up, too. Yeah.
Well, he does need to grow up a little bit.
Right. I appreciate that you even got the voice down.
Yeah. And he's the...
That was impressive.
He's the color analyst for the preseason game.
He got an extension this offseason. Yep. Wonder where the worm comes into that. Yeah. Yep. We're on to everything. But the number one worm.
Who is number one?
Yeah. Well, the number one worm is actually a collective worm. It's the simp beat reporters.
They all
tweeted the same thing yesterday. The Eagles PR felt like they wrote for them, saying, it was actually a cost-cutting move. It was gross. Every single beat reporter tweeted the exact same thing.
Not everyone.
Well, you didn't.
That's why you're not on the list,
and I give you credit, because you said earlier, you were like, the CJGJ thing is not a cost-cutting move, and Jack's got a point.
So why should the beat writers be punished for doing reporting on what the team thinks?
They're not reporting.
They're not using critical thinking.
They're being sheeple.
Did you find out what it was?
Here's the thing, Elliot.
They're being sheeple.
Yes, you have to take the information that you're given, but you also have to put it through a filter of, do I believe this is true? Otherwise, you've got the worm.
But there's also something to be said for simply finding out what the team is thinking, presenting that information, allowing people to have their own. How do you think?
Because they didn't say, the team said.
Right.
In that case, they are presenting what the team is thinking. When they say, this was this, they are presenting what the team told them as what they are thinking.
He's right.
I agree with that, but it's still presenting information on the team's thinking.
No, it is presenting the information that the team wants you to believe that they're
thinking.
Yes, that's
the difference.
And it was BS, and we all knew that.
Come on, Rube didn't get a worm, and now he's up there.
Here's the honest question, the top 5 at 5 honest question.
Uh-huh.
If this was being done in studio, not at the great McGurk's in Royersford,
Royers Ford.
We've been
they're very upset about the Ford thing.
Yeah, Royers Ford.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Royers Ford.
There you go.
Thank you.
Would Rube have made the list?
No. There's no worm.
Okay.
Rube.
Not Rube. No, just making sure. Rube's not warmed up.
I don't buy it, Rob.
I don't buy it either. Yeah.
I didn't see the tweet from Rube yesterday. No. I saw a disgusting amount of tweets.
I also deleted my Twitter.
I'm just trying to get that
out. What tweet did I put out yesterday?
You didn't put anything out yesterday. You're collective. Yeah, there's a lot of warmed up since they won the Super Bowl. Now, you're only number five, yeah, which I think is going well.
It's pretty crazy since they won the Super Bowl. People have been more positive. That's pretty
good. It is nauseating.
Yeah, it's like they have the best season in franchise history, and it's like, hey, they might be good. And Jack's like, whoa.
No,
that is what it is.
It's the haze.
I can't wait till the Phillies ever win a World Series again.
Here's the truth about the Super Bowl thing. Is that I would agree with you if people didn't change their opinion immediately after a move happens. So it was how good Milton Williams. Josh Sweat, how good Darius Slay played, what a leader CJGJ was, and then those guys are gone, and it's like, wasn't even that good anyway. Like, CJG is actually not a leader.
I don't know if I saw that from a lot of the media members, but I get your overall premise.
Yes, I get the point. Right. Yeah, and I did not do that with Mekhi Becton.
You did not.
Which, by the way, he's not gone yet.
Yeah. When he re-signs, guard will be important then. Yeah.
Yes.
For now, it's the easiest position to play on the offensive line.
the best show. It is the great top five at five.
Thank you,
Jack. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now a proper welcome to Rob Ellis.
Hi, friends.
So Eagles haven't signed any players that weren't already on their team.
Right. No. Let's not lose sight of Ben Van Summeren.
But he was on their team.
He could have walked, though. BBS. That would have been a big one.
How are you feeling about it? Everybody seems to be pretty calm about it. Now, Rube has strictly said, look, the odds are they're not going to be as good next year. Well, how are you feeling about the whole thing?
There's one I don't like, and it's CJGJ, because there's no explanation for this. Here's why. He wasn't making a lot of money. You knew what you had with him in 2022. When he walked, you knew what happened. If you didn't like him as a guy, if this is what really this boils down to, don't bring him back. And then don't let him go the next year. It's like you can't make up your mind with the guy. That's a mistake to me. And just thinking you can plug in Crash Brown is a mistake, because he's not going to be able to stay healthy. He's going to be like Bob Sanders. So that, unless you're going to draft a safety high, that's the biggest issue I have. I thought Milton Williams would be gone. I don't like it, but it's the reality of it. I thought that, you know, there were several guys that was just too much sense. They hit it at the right time. They just hit it at the right time. Think about the game that Sweat had in the Super Bowl. You couldn't time that thing up better if you're Josh Sweat.
Seriously.
Well, you didn't say it was the moment of his life.
It was. He was pissed he wasn't the MVP, which was weird in and of itself. Right?
Yes. Maybe he had a point.
If all things are equal, maybe that's one of the reasons why he's in Arizona. But ultimately, I thought those guys were going to go.
Yeah.
I don't like CJGJ. It doesn't surprise me about Slay. They're going to have to win offensively unless they make some serious moves.
They just didn't have enough cash. Jeff Lurie, who almost bought the Celtics, didn't have enough cash to pay CJGJ.
By the way, just quick little side note. Apparently, the final four finalists for the Celtics came out today, and Lurie was not one of them.
No. I had reported on this show that he was out.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you know,
Sixers insider.
Sixers worm of the year.
No. That is not a Sixers worm.
I mean, if you can't afford CJ, how can you afford the Celtics?
It's the truth.
Hey, Spike. The other thing is, if they hadn't gone on a heater from 21 to 24 with the draft picks, I don't think they approach this day the same way.
Absolutely.
I think they think they are going to continue to be on a heater and draft guys who can almost step right in and play.
Absolutely.
And it's a dangerous way to look at it, but you have real self-belief as an organization.
Yeah. Now, I do think they have hedged in a good way in that with the number of draft picks they have, it gives them a little bit of room to miss, which they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. Whether the question will be, are they actually better at it? Or did they just have a good run? And maybe it's a little bit of both?
If it was just last year, if it was just, Jajin and Quinyon, maybe I'd buy it. But really, if you go back to one, I wouldn't say 20, although you got Jalen out of 20. But if you go back to 2021, there's a lot of dudes, man. There's a lot of guys who have not just played really well at a Pro Bowl level.
And there's only one player in those last four drafts who really didn't contribute, and that's Zach McPherson.
Rager, too. If you want to go back that far, right?
I'm saying that, like, in the first, say, four rounds.
Yeah, well,
right.
Rager re-signed with the Chargers today, by the way.
Huge.
I'll tell you this, though.
Big move for Harbs.
The reason why I'm okay, at least right now, until proven otherwise, with the draft strategy and philosophy now, because I believe it's changed. I mean, listen, they took two corners last year in the first two rounds. They hadn't drafted a corner in the first round since Lito.
Yeah.
That's 24 years ago the last time they had drafted a corner.
They're different.
In the first round.
They're different now. So they paid a running back. Yes. I mean, they're doing things a lot different than they normally do.
They're doing things a little different than what they used to. So to me, that says, and you, Rube, you probably would know better, and you too, Elliot.
Thank you.
There's probably different. Well, I mean, you guys cover the team.
Yep.
So there's probably different scouting personnel there, right? It has to be something that's different with the scouting department, or at least how Howie is going about selecting players.
Well, I think, and Elliot said this earlier, I think when you take guys from the SEC, I mean, that's all they do is they take SEC guys and they, you know, a few guys from big schools in other conferences. But, you know, those are sure things. They're not making those risky picks anymore.
Well, I don't know if you guys knew the Big Ten has won the last two national championships.
Well, they weren't Iowa.
Yeah, I think when you're bringing players into the Eagles environment,
they never draft Ohio
too,
State guys.
Yeah, like they have a good environment there with talented players. It just makes rookies easier to succeed. So when they, you know, maybe didn't have as good a coaching or the talent wasn't as good, these guys came in with more on their plate, and more was asked of them.
Elliot, you're right, but there was more of a safety net with some of the guys who were already in place. In other words, you had Slay, you had Ringo, maybe if Quinion wasn't ready, if Cooper wasn't ready. Now it's, you better be ready to roll. You better be ready to roll if you're drafted in the first or second round.
And, I mean, they have missed – like, Jordan Davis, I don't know if you would say is a miss, but I don't think he's not lived up to what they expected with the 13th pick.
Yeah.
Tyler Steen, they're clearly not huge on. So they do have some misses, but when you're hitting and you have all the talent, they just don't stand out. I mean, Bryce Huff's a major miss. We don't really talk about him a ton either. So their roster is so good, and they're winning at such high level, the misses just don't stand out as much.
I was going to say that the story hasn't been written on Bryce Huff yet, but then I thought maybe I would end up on that list tomorrow.
Yeah. No McGurk's for you.
No, I don't think the Eagles are I haven't heard anybody say that except for Elliot.
That's what Howie said.
We've talked about him having to step up this year. Like, I mean, I don't think they're going to cut him. They've been giving him too much money.
They could,
and if nothing else, well,
I think they would cut him.
Depth.
I think in training camp, if it goes poorly, you could see him cut him. Then.
Right.
I think he'll be in training camp.
I think the thing it could go a couple different ways is Fangio doesn't care. And I know ultimately, you know, Howie's got to sign off on it, and he doesn't have the autonomy to do it himself. But we saw what happened with Devin White. He didn't like Devin White. Devin White didn't play from the jump.
Agreed. Yep.
So it's a lot more money. I get that. But if he's not showing anything, it could be bye-bye.
Especially if they take an edge at 32.
Yeah. It just, I mean, the cap ramifications pre-June 1st are pretty bad. That's why I think you'll see him come to camp. They'll see if there's anything there. And if not, they'll trade him for something or cut him.
He's got a lot of trade value.
I know it's early for the draft, but I wouldn't be surprised if they move up.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You think move up? More likely move up?
Yeah, I think they move up to get the
You got a ton next year. You got how many? Four threes, whatever it is? I mean,
is that insider of the year stuff or not?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he just picks it up.
Yeah, so he picks his
Does that get him off the worm list?
No, you can do both?
I didn't know that you could do both.
Well, he's recused himself from Insider of the Year voting this year anyway.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
It's an early start for next year.
He said he wasn't getting enough respect, and he like...
I mean, Rob, I've been on a heater for the last 65 days. I've been right by just about everything.
So you just dropped the mic and walked off.
Yeah.
I get it.
They told me it's not really...
Well, all you've gotten right is Mekhi Becton's going to start at guard.
Yeah, that was really the
That was a big Saquon one, though. It was a big
right?
one, though.
I got the deepest of draft, right?
First of all, Saquon was before Insider of the Year began.
That's true.
Yeah, but it could count on the resume.
It's still part of my year, though.
Yeah. Sure. And then it's hard for me. By the way, the draft was last April.
I got the Jeremiah pick, right?
Trot Jr.
Yep.
That was last April.
In the fifth round.
I'm just saying, me and your dad argued prior to the draft.
Well, we held him accountable for that.
Yep.
We held him accountable for that.
What else did I get right?
I don't know. You're the one presenting
I had Cooper DeJean.
You liked Cooper DeJean.
That's my first pick.
Okay.
But that
was the second pick.
He was the second pick.
You got that wrong.
I know. I got it right, though. We
good player.
Took him.
Yeah, you got good eye for football. That's going to get you an insight.
It's clear the top two should be me and Ike. I don't know what else you got.
Hold on. Did I not pick the Eagles in Kansas City to make the Super Bowl?
I don't know. That's not
insight.
Wow. Way to go out on a limb, Ike.
Again, you had
the Chiefs coming from the AFC?
That was inside info. On
it's wild.
Oh, God, man. Y'all haters.
No,
man.
We are. Yeah.
Ike, you have the Dodgers winning the World Series?
No, I picked the Phillies. I got penalized for that.
All right.
Never.
Rube, let me ask you this. So we did a show a few weeks ago about backs who have touched the ball 400 times their next season. It's not just lower production. There's a lot of injuries on that list. So Saquon touched the ball 507 times.
Yeah, wow.
That's a lot.
And in a 20-game season, because he played 20 games this year, even 20 touches a game, which would be a significant decrease, is still another 400 touches. So how do they approach this season with Saquon, knowing what he just did and knowing the history of what happens when backs do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it kind of, you know, you look at that extension they gave him and the history of running backs in their late 20s, it's not a good one. And there's been some exceptions. Obviously, you know, Derrick Henry's one of them. But I think Nick does a good job of kind of, you know, managing him during the week. He doesn't practice on Wednesdays. When they were in blowouts, he would get him out of the game. They don't have Gainwell anymore. So, you know, I guess Shipley or whoever they add. But it's a challenge. And I don't know. I mean, I think anytime a running back has that many touches, you know, you're playing with fire a little bit. Now, I don't blame him. I mean, the way he was playing, it's not like, hey, let's give Gainwell 20 carries. But it's, you know, the history of running backs coming off that year is ominous. And, well, I mean, the odds say he's going to get hurt at some point. He's going to miss a couple games. But you got to have a guy who can go in there you can trust to get, hey, Miles Sanders is on the.
I know we've been talking about it. I would bring him in. I would bring him back.
I don't think the coaches like him.
I don't think they like him either. Yeah. I think the Super Bowl was the end of that.
They did bench him like a second into the game.
That didn't go well.
Totally forgot about that.
But I do believe, Spike, I think they addressed that. I don't think they're, and nothing against Will Shipley, but I think they know.
So you think they signed another running back?
I do.
Will Shipley's the backup.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited for him.
The only thing worries me,
I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think that's what they'll do.
He's a smaller guy.
He had a 57-yard run against a team that had given up, and that was great, and it was exciting, but I mean, I didn't see a whole lot from him other than that.
He didn't have much pop to me.
He did have good training camp stats, in all seriousness. He got the ball quite a bit.
In that case.
Oh, man, hit the breaking news sound.
So did Lorenzo Booker.
I wasn't tracking.
Well, I think that the question going into next year is they can get another good running back.
Did I play with Lorenzo Booker?
So we do have a little bit of Eagle stuff.
Oh, hit the breaking news sound.
There you go.
Breaking news.
So it's official. The Eagles have agreed to trade C.J. Gardner-Johnson and a 2026 sixth-round pick. I've been here since 6 a.m., okay?
This just in.
For Kenyon Green and a 2026 fifth-round pick. Breaking news. It's official.
Boo.
Yeah.
That was lame, Elliot.
You suck.
It's official. He's gone. Good trade.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good trade.
I didn't see that coming.
It makes a lot of sense. Money.
What a shock.
So much cash.
Stoutland you.
Stoutland you.
All right. We will continue to talk about the
Eagles.
The Eagles, right. But I want to finish up the Saquon conversation next. Rube, I know you're a big music guy. Do you know the words to One Last Breath by Creed?
Oh, my God, are you doing that?
I don't know.
Damn right we're doing it. Let's get ready.
Yeah,
we sing a Creed song 5:30 every day.
Rube, what would you say Creed's most famous song is?
What key is that in?
Come on, man.
Who cares about keys?
Yeah.
What would you say Creed's most famous song is?
Yeah, I think it could be any of a number of songs.
There it is.
There you go. Big answer.
He didn't give you the answer.
We know
you
what
wanted.
It is. Yeah, we'll
he
pull
didn't give
the
you
crowd.
The answer you wanted. All right. We are at the Birds Town Hall in McGurk's in Royersford. Oh, no, you don't go anywhere.
Ford.
Royersford, we got to talk.
That's right. Right.
And Rube and Rob, you can join in here.
Yes.
Because,
please don't.
You know, we're talking about performance on the field, but we know one place where performance is more important than the field.
Chew
it up. That's the bedroom.
That's right.
Boom. And that's why you need a blue chew.
Mm.
You know, not every time, maybe.
Howie needs a blue chew.
But there are certain. Yes, he loves sex. There are certain.
What?
He does.
Kids in here.
He said it. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Earmuffs.
Turn the mics down.
Earmuffs.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
So sometimes when you want to perform your best, you need a little help.
Put the kids to bed.
You need a little help. And that help is a blue chew.
Damn right.
You know, look. I understand you don't want to go to the doctor's office and have some awkward conversation, wait 3 months for an appointment. Mm. I understand that after that appointment, you don't want to go wait in a long line at the pharmacy.
Nope, that's embarrassing.
But you don't have to do that with Blue Chew. It's all online, Ike.
Huh?
It's all online.
No, that's the best part about it, man. Stay away from that, man. No doctor's appointments, none of that stuff, man.
Mr. Reese?
Yes.
You're up next.
Right. That's the one thing you don't want to have to experience.
Nope. You don't have to. See, Blue Chew, you just go to BlueChew.com. And by the way, you use code 94. You get your first month for free.
Free?
You have a quick consultation with one of their medical professionals and them. Mm-hmm. Since Blue Chew is made here in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
It's cheaper. They ship it directly to you in.
Discreet packages that are also hard.
Yes.
Yep.
Huh? Comes right to you. And
I can vouch for that.
It's a chewable. It's not a pill, so you don't have to worry about having a, you know, having a bottle of water in the car. You're on the way home. You know it's time. You pop that Blue Chew in.
Man.
You get to business.
I tell you, wait till you're about 20 minutes away, though, because that thing works fast.
Oh, yep. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable. And like I said, your first month for free. Just go to BlueChew.com, have that little consultation, use promo code 94. All you got to do is pay the shipping. It's like $4 or $5.
Yep.
And you're going to know the difference. And then you can
chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cry out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That's right.
And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the end, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
With your heart,
hold.
WIP afternoon show.
Yeah.
Whoa!
These guys
know.
See,
we got to do better than that.
Now let's way
do
better.
We got to do better than that.
Now let's do higher. Yeah, Robbie, start one. Get them right. Going here.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on, everybody. I want everybody's attention. Let's go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. E.
A. G. L.
There you
That's how you do it. That's what I'm talking about.
You need
that's
a real Delco that, guy.
That's how Royers Ford does it.
Yeah.
All right?
A good E there, too.
Go, McGurk's.
Yep. We are at McGurk's and Royers Ford.
I do vowels very well, Jack.
I've said that for years.
Thank you.
It's the Birds Town Hall sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Rob Ellis with us. Ruben Frank with us. Elliot Shore Parks at the Surfside Free Agency Desk. Just a very different job for Elliot this year.
Yeah, mostly singing Creed and saying I could be a teacher.
Yeah. In that, a shocking Eagles free agency first day as they have signed no players who are not already on the Eagles.
A small note, so they did announce the Ben Van Summeren signing, so get excited.
Oh, the Eagles have announced it.
Right. Yeah, but they did announce him as a fullback, not a linebacker.
Oh, man.
So, okay. Oh, there you go.
So they're adding to the offense.
There you go.
Yeah.
But they won a Super Bowl without him.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a great blocker.
Makes a lot of sense.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in the Eagles' start to free agency, or do you understand it? 24.7, I'm disappointed. 75.3, I understand it. Just to finish up on the Saquon conversation, and Rob, you said you don't think that, you know, you think they'll sign another guy.
Yeah.
I think the question for me is not whether they bring another guy in.
Yeah.
The question for me is, are they going to be disciplined enough to say to themselves, we know that this other guy is not as good as Saquon, but we have, you know, we want Saquon to be good in weeks 15, 16, 17 in the playoffs, so are we willing to have a lower performer at times where we're saying we want a player not as good here, you know?
I think two things, Spike, on this. One, we don't know how Kevin Pitullo is going to go about things, and maybe changes it a little bit from what the dynamic was last year. And no, I'm just saying in terms of how much hands the ball off to Saquon. Number one. But I think in theory this all sounds good, like the Phillies approach at the plate. And when it's game time and you need it, Saquon's getting the ball. So I think it's something you could probably – you'd have to do it early in games, because if a game's close or you're down, you're giving him the ball. So I think you have to stay disciplined first, second quarter, almost in every other series kind of thing.
Nick Chubb is
the only way you can do it. The only way you can do it.
Nick Chubb. Wow. Still in the NFL. Do you think they will, Rube? Do you think they can stay disciplined doing that?
No, I agree with Rob. I think it's really tough. It's 23-17, and you put Will Shipley in there.
Right.
On first and 10, I just don't see it. I thought Kellen Moore was pretty good at getting Gainwell in there for a series here and there.
Yep.
I think that's important. I haven't seen Will Shipley play at the level of Kenny Gainwell. Maybe he can, but I think they need another body in there. I think they need a veteran running back. I don't know who you're going to get.
It's trust in Jalen, too.
Well, that's the other thing is if you don't run the ball as much. I mean, more teams run the ball more than ever, right? Detroit ran the ball a lot. Baltimore ran the ball a lot. But not to the extreme extent that the Eagles did, especially from the bye on. Can they throw the ball more, right, next year?
I think they can. I mean, look, when you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you're damn right you should be able to. You should be able to. And if they're going to be so afraid of Saquon, which I don't know how they weren't last year either, then, you should be successful in the pass game, and you should be able to throw.
And I'd also like to see them get the ball to Saquon more in the passing game.
Yeah.
He doesn't take the hits. He can just kind of go out of bounds, get his 7 or 8 yards, go out of bounds, and not take on the punishment that he takes on running the ball. They never really got to that point that this year in the passing game.
I like Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Good running back.
Look, I think it's going to be that kind of guy, and then someone
Rico
gets drafted later.
Dowdle.
Yeah.
He's another one.
Who's that?
The Cowboy.
So,
starting running back.
Ike liked the Kevin Pitullo hire.
That's why he's in the worm power rankings, too.
Elliot did not.
That got me in there more than anything.
I forgot about the Pitullo thing.
Elliot did not love the hire. Rube, what did you think of the hire? What do you know about Pitullo?
Yeah, I can't really say at this point because we don't really know what he's all about. And we don't know what kind of play caller he's going to be. It's really hard to kind of guess what kind of play caller someone's going to be. And I thought Nick would be really good at it. He was terrible. I didn't think Doug Peterson would be particularly good at it. He was great. So I just don't think you know until you see a guy do it. So I can't sit here and say I love it or hate it just because I don't know enough about him. We've never seen him do it before anywhere. I mean, I think it's a mistake to say he's just going to throw all the time because he was passing game coordinator. I don't think it works that way. I don't know. I like the fact that there's some continuity. I think it's important for Jalen. You know, you have a guy whose voice he's heard for 4 years, and he speaks the same language as him, and he signed off on this. So I think from that standpoint, it's a positive. Then bringing in a new guy from the outside, that Jalen's got to learn an entirely new play caller and style and scheme. So I think there are some positives there.
It's the one thing Elliott's been wrong about this all season.
I think the continuity thing is tough to sell when you're moving on from the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach. So, like, I don't think you get the true value of continuity. But even if you do, I don't know if that is a good thing going into next season. The last few times when they promoted from within, it's not going well on the offensive side of the ball. And I think the Eagles offensive coordinator job is arguably the best offensive coordinator job in the NFL. You call plays. It's a high-profile job. You have a ton of weapons. I would have used this opportunity to bring in a new offensive mind.
So because Preston Taylor didn't work out, you think Kevin Petula won't?
Yeah, correct. I think that when you promote from within, you're not getting new ideas. And they can sit here and say, Kevin, like, he's his own man. He'll have his new ideas. Nick said every decision that's made with that offense, he asked Kevin Petula about. So you say we don't know who Kevin is, and I agree to an extent, but we kind of do. Like, he's been there for 4 years. So it would surprise me if he has all these new exciting ideas. And if he does, why hasn't he been telling them?
Elliott, here's a question I have, though.
Holding back?
But Rube just touched on it. How much of this is having discussions with Jalen? And I think they did it before the season ended because everybody knew Moore was out of there. So it wasn't like all of a sudden, whoa, surprise. But how much of it was, hey, I don't want to go through that again. And you listen to your quarterback.
Yeah,
but that's not like a super compelling point to me, because I do think that ultimately getting new ideas should have been important. I think the point about Jalen, like, I get what you're saying, but the most important thing next season, and A.J. Brown has said this, is going to be being different, like changing things up. And if they're bringing someone that's already in the building and trying to keep the offense the same for Jalen, that feels like a recipe for being stale.
Yeah, you are labeling him because of Brian Johnson and others who weren't good. I mean, we don't know that Petullo can't be that guy.
And A.J. Brown saying change everything up means we don't want to run as much as we
But A.J. also praised Petullo.
No, I agree. I agree.
It was kind of very A.J.-esque.
That's more or less he wants to throw the ball more.
The ball.
Let's be honest. What it really boils down to is that we have to be better in the passing game.
For sure.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You can have all the plays you want to have. See, your problem is you're looking to be wowed by schemes. Before the season started last year, we focused on two things: blitz pickup and motion before the snap. Everybody was so enamored with
under the center.
Yeah, how much? Oh, I forgot about the under the center stuff. That stuff didn't win us the Super Bowl.
I just don't get why someone in the building already is, I'm supposed to believe he has the ideas to fix a passing offense he was in charge of. Like, if we agree fixing the passing offense is the main thing or making it better, he was there for that. He tried to fix it.
Do you think the passing offense was better the last few games of the season?
I do.
Okay. So why can't we build off of that?
They could, but they also could have built off that with somebody from outside the building with new ideas, and Kevin Petullo would have still been here.
Would he have?
I mean, Kevin Petullo has been here for 4 years, and there's been no reporting and interest.
Well,
in him.
The other thing is how much, and this comes back to Spike and Jack's argument, how much of it is whoever you have in here, there's going to be inherent challenges because maybe Jalen doesn't do everything.
I think that's definitely part of it, for sure.
Well, okay, so but can we agree that he can get better in certain areas?
Yes.
Jalen?
Like, yeah,
sure.
He's allowed.
He's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. He's allowed to get better at things. And I don't know if you said this the other day, Elliott, or a caller said this, Mike, but I do believe there's something to sort of unlocking Jalen's sort of mental block when it comes to cutting it loose, let it go, let the ball go, feel free, have confidence, like he did in 2022. We saw him throw the ball in 2022.
But I guess my question is, why do you guys think that Kevin Petullo will do that when he has been in the building?
Well, because we trust the organization.
There we go.
I mean, they're the ones who decided to keep him.
Right. I think that was a mistake. I wouldn't have fired him.
That's fine.
Not the point
that's
I'm
fine
making.
To think it was a mistake. That's okay. But all I'm saying is I can't necessarily get on a table and beat a drum saying that it was a mistake.
Yeah, you can't discount him. You don't. And
I don't know what he's going to be.
It hasn't gone well. This is two different coaches with the sort of familiarity thing. Agreed. But to say that he can't do it because the others couldn't.
Right.
I think that's unfair.
I'm not saying.
I also think Brian Johnson was a little bit of a scapegoat. I think he was. I think Nick was the problem in 23 as far as the offense went. I don't think it was Brian Johnson, but I also think Kellen Moore. I don't think he really was that good this year up until the postseason. I thought he was a really good play
caller
in the postseason.
Well, I got good news for you. If you think Nick was the problem, get ready to learn his right-hand man that just got hired to be the offensive coordinator.
That doesn't mean he's not going to be good at it.
Well, yeah, he could be good at it. But they had an opportunity to hire someone from another organization that could bring new ideas, and they're not getting that. Like, that's how you become stale.
Jalen Hurts even said, you were there at the presser when he said, I'm envious of the offensive linemen because they've had Jeff Stoutland as their position coach their entire career.
He lost
and
his position.
I've never had that.
Yeah, he lost his position coach and his offensive coordinator. It's not like he's getting continuity. They're clinging on to a bit of it for the sake of it, but they're not actually keeping continuity. They lost two of the three people most important to Jalen. Two of them are gone.
But Kevin Petullo is a guy that he's got a relationship with.
Yeah, so they're getting a little bit of continuity. That's like the
benefit. I guess for me, this is still a team to put up a ton of points. It's not like you have to come in here and rebuild this thing. I mean, there's so many pieces in place other than what might happen at guard.
Right.
I don't know how you almost can't be
I don't
phenomenal.
Want to rebuild the offense, but we saw the way.
They underachieved this year.
Offensively,
until the playoffs.
I think they're going to need some new ideas next year. When the whole league studies them all year, they're going to need a counterpunch. And maybe Kevin Petullo will do that, but I think a fresh set of eyes is more likely to come up with that.
By the way, you said until the playoffs. It was until the final two games of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the first two games of the playoffs, the offense was not very good.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, it was Washington game and the Super Bowl.
Yep. I think I said this a bunch of times. For me, I don't mind that they hired Petullo. I thought it was... like kind of malpractice to not interview other people. I think from the standpoint of I would love to know. I think this is, as Elliot said, I think it is a very desirable job, and I would love to hear what other good offensive minds think about what we did and what they would
have
done.
I think that's fair. It almost felt to me like, hey, you know, Kellen's going. You've paid your dues, and we're going to bump you up. Whereas there should have been at least conversation on different concepts.
Do you think that's a good process for hiring, though?
But
to be fair to the Eagles, they were the last ones hiring.
True.
So all the other top coordinators had moved on somewhere else.
It's true.
So, what was there that was available to them that wasn't already, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Right, could be somebody else's Petullo.
That's not a worm thing either.
No.
You're up to four.
Yeah.
unless you did a little tampering behind the scenes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Make some phone calls.
These guys, man.
Flying up the rankings.
Good analysis, man.
Right. No, it's good analysis. I agree.
I think he just moved up a notch.
Yeah, so, well, and he moved out of the worm. Yeah, did I move down? No.
You actually held your ground there. You might, you actually did a good job. Although, it's a little counter, you know.
Intuitive.
He's
trying to get out of the worm thing.
Yeah. No, it's just like we're talking about the passing game, and all I've heard for the last 2 hours how Jalen's actually elite.
He is elite.
Yeah, but the offense, we all agree, wasn't that good.
It was the pass game that wasn't good.
Yeah, they need to fix the passing game.
And we agree that he has the best wide receiver tandem in football.
Look, you can always get better. You can always get better.
Yeah.
No, you got out of it. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we get to the text line, and Ruben, Rob, thank you for being with us today. I'm going to ask you the same question. We've discussed this. I asked Jason Avant. Rube, you first. The Patriots call the Eagles. They say, we'll give you the fourth pick in the draft for A.J. Brown. What do you say?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Another smart
I would do it. Yeah. I would do it, and I draft Abdul Carter.
The original premise of the question is Abdul Carter is sitting there.
I'd move up and get him. if I'm at four, I can do it.
Throw in Devontae.
Let's say he's sitting.
I'm doing it.
If he's sitting there.
I'm doing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Then we better shut out everybody because how many points are we scoring?
What about Travis Hunter?
We get to keep Jahan Dotson.
If you have an elite quarterback,
we have an elite QB. Yeah. Elliot, would you do it?
AJ for number four and Abdul Carter.
Well, yeah, AJ for number four.
Yeah,
if Abdul Carter.
You know, Elliot.
I would. Yeah, but I'd be sad doing it. But I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't love it, but I'm doing it.
Just how we do it.
Look, GMs have to make tough decisions sometimes. That's what they told us.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jack, this is the non-sentimental tour. So
exactly right. Let me tell you, the fact that you guys are willing to trade away top three wide receiver,
AJ Brown.
It's crazy.
Hall of Fame potential for
an unknown.
For an unknown is crazy.
Crazy.
Got to take some risks in life.
Look, I'm just. this is why I'd be a better GM than Elliott would.
No, I don't think so. You would take Travis Hunter and you'd be
No, mine was Abdul Carter. Okay. I think it's
well,
funny.
At least Travis Hunter plays both sides of the football.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to be average at both in the NFL.
So does Ben Van Sumeren.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he's
exactly right.
There it is. That is the winning line. We have a live text line today.
Oh.
As Battle, who doesn't come to the office, but he does come to McGurk's.
Yes. Yeah, when there's a beer to be had, he's somewhere.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Let's make it a deal. We'll assume that Hugh is always keeping it a bean if Hugh stops saying it before every opinion. Deal? The Delaware Valley.
Oh, does Hugh say that a lot?
I'll keep it a bean, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hugh was just having fun making me crazy today.
Hugh getting shots here. All right.
Yeah, honestly.
Strays.
I don't think... Well, everybody gets strays on the text line.
That's true.
Though it's mostly me, so I'm sure the next one is me. What's next?
Hey there, little guy. You look bored. Do you want some crayons and paper to keep you busy? A McGurk's waiter to Elliot.
Yeah. This is not how we envisioned the free agency desk. It's not one free agency move in 12 hours.
Well, they actually have made a... They just made a signing.
Oh, who?
They signed A.J. Dillon.
Who's that?
A running back.
Oh. Running back.
Oh,
big running back.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a big move.
There you go.
Not
finally.
Not the really...
Kind of
good. Not what you expect.
Or he's a bigger bat. I wasn't really expecting.
He's not even guaranteed to make the team.
Yeah. He's a big bat.
He is a big dude.
Former first
Packer.
Round pick?
Yeah.
Or second round pick.
Came out of BC, maybe?
BC, yeah.
What's next?
Something happened.
Oh, no.
I feel bad taking Elliott's, like,
bashing. Nah, it's just A.J. Dillon.
Yeah. What's next?
No, I meant for bashing him.
Okay.
Great show today, honey. Except for that Jason guy. Val, Jill, and Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Avant.
Jason Avant acting like a non-married guy today.
Yeah.
Talking about how your wife doesn't look good without makeup and in the morning.
I don't know what he was talking about.
It's like, see, that's what happens when he gets away from me on the post-game show.
Yeah.
He starts getting crazy.
I don't know what he was talking about.
It was really outrageous for Jason. He was like, well, I'm not married. You guys shouldn't be either. You know?
You guys shouldn't be either.
Yeah, it was tough stuff from Jason. What's next?
Because I've seen Back to the Future, I could definitely go back in time. Elliot at the free agency desk.
Dude, that is...
Did he go back in time? I'm missing that
one. He's saying...
He wishes it was last year.
No, he's saying because he's watched Howie, he could be a GM. Because he's watched Back to the Future, he could also go back in time.
Got you. Got it.
Also, it recalls...
A little slow with that one.
It also recalls Elliot's greatest take or greatest question ever, which was, if Michael J. Fox went back in time and slept with his mom before it was his mom, is it incest?
Yeah. Oh.
215.
Blue Chew.
I remember that day.
215.
Yeah. Matter of fact, weren't we out somewhere when
we were in media.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Downtown media.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's a great question. What's next?
Kind of stuff doesn't happen in Delco.
No.
They don't even ask the question.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's next?
This is why Spike is my guy. The organization also told me to take a step back. Not once, but twice. And he still calls me elite. Nick Sirianni.
It's true.
Well, it's true, but he is elite.
He's elite. There we go.
Yeah, and Nick Sirianni is elite for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
but I'll call him plays or anything.
Yep. I have respect for guys who have soft skills, managing personalities, culture. That's the kind of guy I am.
Kind of reminds you of somebody.
Well, somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't very soft.
Could have been too. Well.
Oh.
For some people like you.
Wow, it's not
I'm with you on that one, Rob. I heard it.
Yep.
What's next?
Waiter, how was your meal? Nick in Collegeville. It was not elite. Waiter, I'm sorry to hear that. Nick, don't be sorry. It was the fourth best meal of my lifetime. Alex in Lancaster.
Well, I can say this. It hasn't been an eventful day for the Eagles, but it has been an eventful day for us. Here at McGurk's and Royer's Ford.
Always
with
is.
The Birds Town Hall, brought to you by NovaCare. So, and it continues for one more hour.
How about that? Torture.
Fritz at 6?
Well.
Torture.
Well, and Rob.
Oh, Rob's with
you. Oh, my bad, Rob.
I'm hanging, man.
My bad, Rob. I didn't know.
So it's not torture now.
No, it's not. It's actually entertaining now. And the good part is we don't have to talk about the Eagles. We're not, because it's not the first down at all anymore.
Do you want Jack to talk about the Eagles for the next hour?
No! No one wants that.
So, of course, I'm here since 6 a.m. I leave the desk for 2 minutes, and they finally signed a free agent.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Elliot. Great job today.
Thank you.
Elliot, are you staying
the worst part about that, Elliot,
I'm not, unfortunately.
The worst part about that is that Jack didn't even show you enough respect to hold that until you came back.
Yep, disgusting.
It was big news.
He doesn't care.
It's a great deal.
It's a great deal. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Thank you, McGurkson, for everyone.
Off of neck surgery, Spike.
And, it sounds like great. Great. That'll work out.
He missed all of last year with a neck injury.
That's what I thought.
It's Rashad Penny 2.0.
Is that a big deal for a running back, neck surgery?
Yeah, it sounds like a big deal for any professional athlete.
He's a bruising back, too. Yeah.
All right, thank you to everyone at McGurk's. We will talk to you tomorrow.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.